thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Hello, my name's Keith Teedy. I'm the host of New Media Central Podcast, and this week you get a little bonus, actually. Generally, I have the little short intro, and then I go into the podcast. The intro is to kind of give you a little teaser about what's going to be in the podcast. This week, I have the intro, which you're listening to now, and in the main part of the podcast, which is the final part of it, I talk about how the media manipulates the truth and just kind of gloss over it. In the middle section this week, I go in depth in the way that the mainstream media manipulates the truth. So you get a bonus this week. Yay! Enjoy. Mainstream media isn't dead, but it's definitely on life support. You know, it's still kicking. Outlets like CNN and BBC and the New York Times have massive audiences still, with millions tuning in daily. You know, it's lost its monopoly on the narrative. People don't just swallow what the big networks feed them anymore. And why? Because, you know, back in the day, I used to watch Dan Rather at 5:30 every day. I'd get home from work in time to sit there and watch Dan Rather, and he was the bomb. He was the greatest guy ever. And everything he said, you knew it was truth. And he slid off the cliff and he went his way. But back in the day, man, you could tune in to the network news, one of the three networks. I think it was CBS that he was on, Dan Rather, and watch and know that you had the most important news that out there. You knew what was going on around the world because you could sit there and listen to Dan Rather talk about it. Joe Rogan's podcast, for instance, dwarfs CNN's viewership, pulling in 11 million listeners per episode. And the shift is real. In 2024, Reuters Institute reported that 36% of people globally now get their news from social media first, not traditional outlets. You know, the mainstream media is still huge. Disney and Comcast aren't hurting right now, although they really are. They're losing viewership and readership, listenership so fast that it's not going a good way. But, you know, especially the younger generation, they would much rather scroll through X or TikTok or whatever. Much rather do that than sit in front of a TV and watch the network news. Another reason that the networks are not really working as well as they used to, because they've always had these tricks to get people to form an opinion that may or may not be the right one. It gets worse and worse, and currently it's so bad it's not even funny, but they've got these tricks that they use. I'm going to list a few of them here. Framing. It's the way the story is angled so that it can flip its meaning. I mean, for instance, protests that are going on all across the country against Trump, they're paid for. They want you to think that all these people are against Trump. They show people. And they're not going to show it on the mainstream press because they're the ones instigating this, but they show people on X and other platforms that they go up to them and go, "What are you protesting?" "Well, I don't know." "Well, let me see your sign." "What does your sign mean?" "Well, I don't know." "Oh, where'd you get that sign?" "I got it over there. There's a guy that's giving them out. He's giving them out free." Yeah, and you get this documentation too. That's a list of bullet point of things that they're supposed to say when they get asked questions from the social media and Fox. They can frame it any way they want to, and they manipulate that massively these days. Selective coverage. They can go into a situation and pick certain people. It always cracks me up to see the people that they choose out of the 700 people standing around in a situation. They pick the three that follows their narrative. They also do emotional hooks. The old line, if it bleeds, it leads. It's not just a saying. Their studies show that if you show someone who's hurting, they're going to watch a little closer and feel emotionally attached to these people. That's why today every storm is a crisis. Everything going on in the economy is a crisis. They got a loaded language. The words they use, they pick words that they know. They've got people that's their job to find out what words work in certain situations, and they use them. An example of whistleblower over leaker. Whistleblower works a lot better. Policy reform over overhaul. It's subtle, but it sticks. Pundits posing as expert. They get these people who are nobodies and they give them a title, and they put the little frames in the background where they're talking to them, where it shows they got these certain qualifications or something. They're zero. They're nobodies. They can pick anybody. They pick people who can speak plainly and clearly, and they give them their lines to say. It's crazy. And they use repetition. They keep saying, they'll pick a word and they keep using it. Weapons of mass destruction, insurrection. And these things become truth by osmosis. They say it over and over and over enough times and it becomes truth, even though it's nowhere near the truth. And they, this one is a good one, visual cues. These people, the talking heads, have their arsenal of facial expressions. Incredibly, they can make it a sad story seem happy because they're smiling just a certain way and they have certain expressions on their face. The music in the background. And one of my favorites is when they show pictures of Donald Trump, he's got a grimace on his face, really bad. When they show Joe Biden, he looks executive in these pictures. It's cherry picking pictures. And they set them up. It's not like, oh, we just have a bunch of pictures here, let's pick the ones. No, they set them up. And they also pretend like they were given equal time to both sides of an issue. And clickbait headlines. They say things like, you won't believe what happened next. And it's not just fluff. It's bait to keep you through the commercial break. Their ad revenue is going way down. Their viewership is going way down. It's on life support, basically, right now. A lot of those big corporations have plenty of money, and they'll be able to ride it out for a while. But they're going to give it up. As soon as the viewership gets to a certain low, they're just going to give it up and say, nope, not worth it anymore. And so then we'll be free from them.
We gotta grow a set of balls as a country. Currently, President Trump yesterday he put on tariffs across all the other countries in the world who've been ripping us off. And Americans, a lot of them, sadly, are getting their cues from the press, from the media, from the mainstream media, it's used to be called. I call it the has-been media. Because they're going away. But in the meantime, it's sad because a lot of people still get their cues from them. And what they are hearing from the press is, oh, it's going to be horrible. Oh, this is the worst thing ever. Oh, you got to do this and you got to do that because it's going to be so horrible. And it's most likely going to do this. So they use these terms in certain ways to make it seem like it's so much more horrible than it really is or what it's really going to be. Sure, there's going to be pain, and President Trump said this before he even got elected. He said there's going to be short-term pain, but we got to go through the pain to get to the other side, which is going to be so good, the golden era of the United States. Make America great again. That's his whole thing. But to do it, to get there, we got to get over this hump. And I want every American right now to go, wait a minute, I'm not going to listen to the mainstream mess. Mainstream mess, it's good. Mainstream press, and go, oh, winners is so happy. And it may be horrible, but we don't know for sure. So we're just going to be like sad. We're going to be horrible. And no. Stop. Stop being a pussy in this country. We're strong. We're Americans. We are tough. We're the toughest people on the planet. But we're starting to look like pussies. And if you don't stop being a pussy, I'm going to come up and beat you up my own self. So quit being a goddamn pussy in this country. Take the hit. We have to. Or we're going to go to nothing. Nobody wants that. Everybody has this thing that if we just listen to the left-wing media, then everything will be okay. No. If you listen to the left-wing media, you're fucked. This whole country is fucked. We can't have that. We have to get a set of balls, get through this short-term problem that we have, and the whole rest of the world is going to go, oh, United States is serious. They really are doing these things that President Trump said he was going to do. He's not a chicken shit like all the previous presidents for the last 30 years have been. He's serious. We got to stop doing these practices that have been fucking the United States for so long because we're going to get fucked if we keep doing it. It's all going to work out. You have to have faith. All you people that voted for him, the vast majority of Americans who thinks that President Trump has the good idea, stay with it. If it gets hard, if it gets tough, okay, we have to get through it. But stay tough. Be an American. Be a tough-ass motherfucking American and stick to what you voted for, which is make America great again. To get there, it's going to be problem. It's going to be problematic to stick with it, to stay behind our president, this man who is going to get America back to where it was for hundreds of years until the last 40 or 50 or so when it just fell off the cliff and we're still free falling. And he's got the parachute and he's got the place for us to land and he's got the place for us to climb up this mountain. It's a mountain. And it won't be real easy, but it'll be so worth it. And just grow a set of fucking balls and stick. I'm just so angry that there's so many out there who, yeah, let's vote for Trump. Yeah, it all sounds good. Oh, wait a minute. There's going to be pain? Fuck that. We're going back to the old way where the leftist media told us what to do and we did it and everything was good. It's not good. It's not good. It's bad. It's very, very bad. And it's fallen off a cliff and we can't sustain it. If you think that the status quo was okay and everything was kind of good and you're getting along good, maybe you were okay. Maybe, yeah, I got mines. I'm good. But the problem is the whole country's falling off this cliff and it's getting near the bottom where we crash and it all ends and there's no more. Oh, we just do this and everything will be okay. No, no. It'll be gone. The whole fucking thing will be gone and we won't have anything to cry about because there won't be anything there at all. Stick. You stick to the principles that you voted for. And even if it gets a little bit tough, you stick. I'm getting really fucking sick and tired of all these fucking weenie pussies who try to pretend like they're tough and they're not really. But get tough. Grow a set of balls right now, immediately. Everybody out there who voted for Trump and are behind the ideals that he's going to make America great again, you fucking stick. You stay with it. You see this through so that we can have the greatest country ever, better than it ever was before. I mean, we got AI coming. There's going to be so much good stuff from that. We got to be the ones that are going to benefit from it because we do the hard work. We put forth the effort. We know how to do this stuff. We're Americans. We're tough. Act it. Act tough. Be tough. Stick.